deal.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the When It Work podcast. You're with your host, Julian Leahy. Today, I'm joined by the fantastic Bobby Carlton and George Ishii. Don't forget, Collabpalooza is coming up, creating 32 pieces of content every week from a single piece of content. Welcome to the show, Bobby and George.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wonderful. So we're going to play a game of Jeopardy, and then we're going to talk to our wonderful guests and learn about all the great things they're doing. Let's get the music on. Okay, Bobby, being on the left, you can kick things off. Now, I will say some of you may think this is a repeated game, but we actually never got through that game, so we didn't see any of the questions. So this is a new game, even though you may recognize the categories. The categories are USA National Parks, Shakespeare, Sport of Kings, Starts with J, Trios, and Trivia. What would you like, Bobby Carlton?
Oh, my goodness. Let's just start at the top. USA National Parks for 100.
Due to earthquakes, this Yellowstone geyser no longer erupts on time.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
What is Old Faithful?
Let's take a look. Old Faithful's correct. Yay. Well done. 100 points to Bobby. You're still in control. What would you like?
Oh, let's go right to the 200.
200 USA National Parks. Logs in this forest may be 150 million years old. In the US.
Oh, it's the...
If you know, George, feel free to holler.
Giant trees. The giant trees.
It's in Seattle.
Seattle. All right, time's up. Let's take a look. The Petrified
yes!
Forest. Okay, you're still in control, Bobby. What would you like?
All right, 300 for the same category.
USA National Parks for 300. There are still unexplored areas of these New Mexico caves.
I got nothing.
Carlsbad Caverns.
Carlsbad, let's take a look.
Nope, that's in...
Carlsbad.
Oh, it is.
Correct, well done.
Good, George.
Ishii stills with how many points was that? 300. Wow. George is in control. What would you like?
Let's go J's for 100.
J's for 100. The first Mrs. Bonaparte. Probably Napoleon's wife.
Jonah.
Well, that's an interesting answer. Do you have any idea, Bobby?
Josephine.
Let's take a look. Josephine is correct. Bobby is back in control. That's 100 points. What would you like,
keep
Bobby?
Keep going with the J's.
J for 200. A puzzle people go to pieces over.
Jigsaw
is correct.
What is jigsaw?
Well done. 200 points. Continuing on, Bobby.
Go for the 300.
300
on that category.
Starts with a J. The police say fine for crossing
jaywalking.
The street this way. Jaywalking. I didn't even get the question out. I should give you a fine. 300 points. What would you like, Bobby?
400 for J. Starts
400
with J.
400 starts with J. The only J in the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, it's got to be that. What is the
Justice?
Yes. Let's take a
good
look.
Good work. I had to go through it. I'm like, it's been a long time since I've
said
that.
Yeah, it takes a while
one.
To get through it. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a big 400 points for George, and he's in control. That's 700 versus 700. It's tied. What would you like, George?
500 for J's. So Joe
starts
so she
with
can
a J. Event an Olympian throws.
Javelin.
Wow. That was a dead heat. I'm going to give points to both of you, and George retains control. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Javelin is correct. Still in control, George.
Sports of Kings for 100.
Sports of Kings. Now, this is to do with horses, I believe. Was that 200, George?
100.
100, okay. Horse racing was a sport at these ancient Greek contests.
Olympiad.
Let's take a look.
Olympics, yeah.
The Olympics is correct. That's 100 points. Bobby has wrestled control back. What would you like,
Bobby? All right, let's go back to the national parks.
National parks for 400. Mount Whitney, highest point in the lower 48 states, is in this park named for its trees.
The one I couldn't remember before.
Yes. Amazing. That's come back to bite you. Which is the park named for its trees? George, any idea? 3 seconds left.
And
let's take a look. The Sequoia.
Sequoia.
Had Sequoia? How do you say it?
Sequoia.
Sequoia.
Never been there.
Yeah. My parents have been there. Amazing pictures.
Neither have I been there. George, you're still in control. What would you like?
No, it was Bobby was in control.
Oh, sorry, you're correct, Bobby.
All right, let's go for 500 with the U.S. National Parks.
National Parks for 500. The Southern Subtropical Wilderness is home to manatees and TV's
Everglades.
Gentle Ben. The Everglades.
No.
Oh, the,
no?
No.
Well, it was.
Well, it was the Everglades.
It was the Everglades. 500 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is Gentle Ben a bear or an alligator?
He is a bear.
A bear, okay.
But that he's not in the Everglades, I was pretty sure.
No.
He's in the Smoky Mountains.
We have a protest on these questions. These are actually from Jeopardy, so... Take it up with Trebek. Okay, Bobby, you're still in control.
Trivia for 100.
Trivia for 100. Only you can prevent
forest
fires.
Smoky the Bear.
Smoky the Bear. That's 100 points for Bobby. Well done. What would you like?
All right. Trivia for 200?
Trivia for 200. Nickname of our 16th president and Lil Abner's son. 16th president.
Nickname.
Who's Lil Abner? Abraham? No.
He's a cartoon character.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And... I want to say, like...
Time's up.
Got nothing.
Let's take a look. Honest Abe.
Abe Lincoln was the 16th president. Yeah.
Yes, but I was, like, thrown by the cartoon character reference.
Yes. Okay, well, you are still in... Who's in control?
All right,
Bobby?
Go for trivia 300.
Trivia for 300. Though this actress's cat is named for Buster Keaton, she's really no relation. Actress's cat. Oh, I know. Married to... Oh, no. Appeared in a movie made by Woody Allen and famous for wearing a particular type of outfit with a hat. What's her name?
I mean, I know Annie Hall is the movie.
Yeah, who's the actress in that?
I don't remember.
George?
Nah, I didn't. Never saw it.
Diane Keaton.
Oh, Diane Keaton. Yeah. Buster Keaton.
Incredibly, my clue was accurate. Still in control, Bobby. What would you like?
400 for trivia.
Trivia for 400. Above this IQ mark, you're considered a genius.
140? 150?
Tell you what.
Nobody.
I'll give it to whoever's close. No, I won't. 140. Who said that? George.
No, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, sorry. Bobby did. Got the short-term memory of a goldfish. 400. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well done, Bobby. You're in control.
All right. Go for trivia for 500.
Trivia for 500. State name that's misspelled on the Liberty Bell.
Pennsylvania?
Well, that's where the Liberty Bell is, isn't it? So that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Pennsylvania is correct. 500 for Bobby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just saw it.
So when you're ready to start this game, let me know.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. You notice I'm studiously avoiding the sports and the Shakespeare, George.
Yes,
so just so you know. Let's go for trios for 100.
Trios for, was it 300?
For 100.
Oh, 100, okay.
Start at the top.
You liked it, numerical order.
Yeah.
Dagnan's best buddies.
D'Artagnan. And the Three Musketeers.
The Three Musketeers is correct. That's 100. Well done. Bobby's good with the general knowledge. You should go on the actual show.
No, I should not.
Would you like trios for 200? Yep. With them underfoot, Uncle Donald's life wasn't duck soup. Trios.
Three nephews. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Ah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Well done. I remember there was a cartoon with them in it. Continuing on, Bobby.
Continuing on, Trios for 300.
Trios for 300. Candyman, who began with the Will Mastin Trio. Candyman. Trios.
Oh.
Come on, George.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Well done. George has stolen 300 points. Plus
go, George.
Control. We're at 3,100, 1,500. George can come back here. What would you like, George?
Sports of Kings for 500.
Sports of Kings, all go big or go home. All U.S. thoroughbreds are officially born on this day of the
January
year.
January 1st.
Let's take a look. Well done, yep. Bobby. How did you know that?
Grew up near Saratoga.
Ah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're in control now, Bobby. What would you like?
Trios for 400.
Classic TV puppet show, which also featured Beulah, Witch, and Dolores Dragon. George is searching through the memory banks. And it's Trios.
Oh,
don't forget. Classic TV puppet show.
Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie's correct. Well done. Had to dig deep in the back recesses.
How do you keep up with her?
1, 2, 3. Oh, it's not working. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4,000 points. In control, Bobby. What would you like?
All right. Trios for 500.
Apollo 2 trio, while Colin circled the moon, these two landed.
Buzz Aldrin.
What happens if you lift lots of weights and you do bicep curls? You become what?
Strong. Armstrong.
Huge.
Armstrong.
So what's the answer?
Armstrongs, yeah.
And Buzz. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. I'll give that one to George. 500 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're in control. George Ishii, what would you like?
Shakespeare for 100. We haven't touched that.
Yes, I would be avoiding that one. Hamlet found something rotten in this country.
Denmark.
Interesting. Denmark is correct. Somebody's read a little bit of Hamlet. Bobby, you are now in control.
Oh, Sport of Kings for 200.
Sport of Kings for 200. Collective names of Kentucky
the
Derby,
the Triple Crown,
Preakness, and Belmont Stakes. Three very famous races. The Triple Crown, 200 for Bobby.
I was waiting for that one.
Yes, you had that one. Teed up, ready to go. Bobby, what was
all right. 300, Sport of Kings.
Sport of Kings for 300. Billy the Cobbler or a famous jockey? Billy the Cobbler or a famous jockey? Billy the... I've got no idea. This is pretty...
Willie Shoemaker.
Willie Shoemaker. Incredible, Bobby. I think you're a bit of a talent. 300 points. This is a very strong performance. Bobby, what would you like?
All right. 400, Sport of Kings.
Sport of Kings, 400 since 1936. Because of this, horses say cheese at the end of races.
Take the picture. Photo.
Something.
Photo finish.
Photo finish, yeah.
Who got that?
I think George got it.
George got that. 400 points. Let's just reveal the answer. Photo finish is 401.
Say cheese.
I can't believe it was that early. Wow.
And George, you're in control. What would you like?
Shakespeare for 200.
Shakespeare for 200. The Moor who loved Desdemona not wisely but too well. Or Moop.
Demi Moore show.
Not that Moor. The Moors were traveling people who migrated from Northern Africa, I think. And Shakespeare, there was one character that was a black character.
I just can't remember.
It's... I think he was in Hamlet. Let's take a look at the answer. Othello, that's the one. Othello. Yes.
Never met him.
Never met him. And who's in control, Bobby?
That's George.
George's in 300. Control. 300. Battle of the Sexes. On which musical Kiss Me Kate was based? Shakespeare. Battle of the Sexes. Kiss Me Kate. So your famous Shakespeare's are, you got Hamlet, Othello, Romeo and Juliet. What am I missing? Clear Summer Night's Day or something? Oh no, I butchered that one. But
Kiss Me Kate.
Some sort of Summer Night's Day or The Taming of the Shrew. Okay, yep. George, you're still in control. Would you like Shakespeare 400?
400. 400.
Chubby character who loved his ale and supplied the name for one.
Chubby Checkers.
Chubby Checker. Famous Shakespeare character, Chubby Checker. No idea. I don't have any idea. Let's take a look. Falstaff. Do you know a beer called Falstaff?
Yep.
You do? Okay.
500.
Last one, 500. She was 8 years older and 3 months pregnant when Shakespeare married her. Who did Shakespeare marry?
Kate.
Kate. Kate Shakespeare. Let's take a look. Anne Hathaway.
What? Really?
Isn't that a actual actress?
Yeah.
Yes. She held her age well.
Well, maybe she was maybe she was named after that person. Anyway, congratulations to both of our contestants, particularly our wonderful winner, Bobby Carlton.
The Encyclopedia Bobby.
Yes, that was a very strong performance. And Bobby, you have qualified for the Champions Round, where we play for real cash. So keep an eye out for that. And let's talk to Bobby now. And Bobby, tell us about all of the fantastic things that you have been doing. You have a background in radio and public speaking and marketing. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Sure. So I usually tell people that I have a bunch of different jobs. The day job is I run a PR and marketing firm in the Boston area. A lot of our clients are startups and small companies. For many years, the night job was an event in the Boston market called Innovation Nights. We launched about 1,500 new products that got more than $4 billion in funding. And the dream job is Innovation Women. We're an online speaker platform designed to help get more women on stage at conferences and events.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I do like this. And so what's the name of the platform? Innovationwomen.com? Is that
Innovationwomen.com.
And what types of female entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs do you help generally?
Yeah, generally we have what we started focusing on technical and entrepreneurial women. And today it's 2,500 speakers from all around the world. They range from solopreneurs and coaches to people who work for big recognizable companies. So a very wide variety, 188 different industries.
And it's a great thing that you're doing because obviously tech is always an exciting industry, but it is kind of women are in the minority, but there are some fantastic.
What we call it is male saturated.
Yes, male saturated. but there are some fantastic women. I have spoken to some doing some fantastic things, but they do, I think, sometimes struggle with the selling aspect. In terms of men are quite happy to just kind of BS their way, but the women often will suffer from should I really, you know, be speaking, you know, imposter syndrome and all of that. What are some of the barriers that you find women have to really doing this speaking side of things?
Well, we've got 2,500 women who are excited to be on stage and really good at it. So I tend to tell people it's less about the feelings of imposter, which, by the way, both men and women can feel imposter syndrome. But I think a lot of it is due to systemic issues. So women are more likely to work for smaller companies. Women are more likely to work part-time. And women are likely, more likely to still be responsible for kids and home, things that make them unable to travel. And a lot of speaking engagements are going to require you to be out of the office for a few days. It's hard to be out of the office for 3 days to speak at a conference if you maybe only work 3 days. Or maybe it's a little hard to be the morning keynote when you have to put little Johnny on the bus at 8 a.m. And your company might be smaller and it might not have the resources to backfill for you or to send you to conferences and events, because half of all conference managers don't pay anybody to actually speak. So you have to fund your own way. It's harder to get coverage for that type of thing. So I think it's more the systemic reason why we see fewer women on stage at these conferences and events. The last data that came out was in the 2019 range. And at that point, about 2/3 of all conference speakers were men.
Yes. Well, perhaps the systemic reasons are a big part of why, I guess, men put themselves forward a lot more. They're likely to perhaps be given the opportunities to speak. But and you talked about half of the speaking events are not paid. How do people get from that point to the position where they are able to be paid to speak?
Yeah, and I think a lot of times it's understanding speaker business models. So if you are a speaker, only one speaker business model requires the organizers to pay you. A lot of people get on stage and they do different things to compensate for their time. We usually tell people that when you say yes to a speaking opportunity, there are four different speaking opportunities. Number one is an organizer who is going to pay you your happy price, and your happy price takes into account the value that you bring to the event, your area of expertise, and what it takes to actually present at that event. Another opportunity is an audition for people who could potentially pay your happy price. The third one is you get something else of value, whether it is video and professional photos, or you're standing on a prestige stage that you can leverage into something else. And then kind of the fourth opportunity is you're getting something else out of it. We have speakers who are like, I will go and speak at that event that is being held at that resort. Absolutely. So, you know, there's a bunch of different business models around public speaking. And I think the people who get paid by organizers are, number one, understanding the events and their business models, but they are also bringing real value. They are sharing something that is of value to the audience, and they're able to help the organizers sell tickets. So butts in seats, that's where it comes down to.
And do people generally wait around to get chosen for these events, or do you advocate people to go after the organizers a little bit and put a proposal through of what you can add to the event to help yourself get booked?
Yeah, and there are different kinds of ways that you connect with event organizers. One of the things that Innovation Women does is we have a database of what are called call for speakers. So events will actually put out a request and say, all right, you know, we are looking for speakers for this event. They will call for speakers, and you're filling in forms and you're reaching out to the event organizers. So that's part of the way that you go after some events. Other events, you do have to connect with the organizers. Sometimes you're a known quantity. Sometimes you're a member of the organization that's organizing the event. So there's a bunch of different ways that you get yourself on stage. And that's actually kind of, for us, the specialty of the house. We help people do that.
Okay. And people out there that are thinking of getting into speaking at events, obviously one of the first things that comes up, this is new, this is scary, is it worth it? What are some of the reasons why, Bobby, you advocate that this is an important thing to do for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, there are so many benefits to public speaking. Number one, you achieve credibility every time you're on stage. People think you're vetted. You are actually, on a lot of stages, you are physically elevated above the audience. So you're seen as a leader. Another thing is you make connections every time you're on stage. So you're not only talking to the people who are in the room, but if you say something particularly brilliant, you might be asked, or that information might be shared with other people. So your words spread beyond the four walls that you're speaking in. You can get connected to customers. Entrepreneurs who are on stages are more likely to get funded. And on top of that, you know what? Like, people see you as an expert and a thought leader when you're on stage.
And what about, I mean, obviously you're a very confident speaker, but not everyone is that way. What about people that would call themselves introverted? Can they make it as a speaker, Bobby?
I am an introvert. So I actually heartily encourage other introverts to consider public speaking. Here's why. I think that introverts actually do a fantastic job. Introverts are more likely to be well prepared to be on stage. And one of the biggest things about being a speaker is being practiced and well prepared. Extroverts are actually more likely to wing it. And frankly, nobody really does that well when they're winging it. Extroverts have been told their whole lives, oh, you're an extrovert, you must love public speaking. But public speaking is so much more than just the act of speaking. So introverts, you can do this.
And what can people expect, Bobby, if they visit your website, Innovation Women?
Yep. So we have tons of resources for our guests. We do actually every Friday, we do an event called Speaker Friend Friday. If you sign up for our newsletter, you'll get an invitation to that. Anybody can join. And you will see that one of the things that Innovation Women does very freely is share resources. Articles, tutorials, webinars. We have more than 130 webinars that anybody can watch and check it out and learn more about public speaking. This is a mission-based organization. So we're hoping to impact the gender equity on stage.
Fantastic that you've got that much information, 130 webinars. And how do people access that? Is that something like a monthly thing that people join up for, or?
So if you're interested in being a speaker on the platform, it's a membership organization. It's $120 a year, which it makes peanuts. Sure that people have skin in the game. Yeah. So, you know, it's very reasonable. If you are an event manager, you can come and find speakers for free. Just sign up for a free account and you can search the database by topic, by industry, by location, even by title. If you want to put together a panel of female CEOs, you can do that. But if you're a speaker and you wanted to join, you have your own profile, you get access to our database of speaking opportunities, which, by the way, we add between 50 and 100 a week. And you also get access to the Green Room, which is all of our bonus content, which is just for our speakers.
That's incredible, Bobby, particularly the ability for people to access a pool of speakers to speak at their event. Is it all physical speakers? Yes. So can you get people for virtual events as well?
Yes, you can.
Wonderful. Well, that's very exciting. And if you want to check that out, I've got Bobby's details in the show notes. The website is innovationwomen.com, and there's a link to the speaker resources there, and also social media. I think I've got your LinkedIn there in the show notes. Is that good for you?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wonderful. Well, if you are the type of person that is wondering, how do I break into speaking, particularly as a woman in business, tech, whatever, I think Bobby might be a great resource for you. So thank you for sharing that with us. Bobby Carlton.
Absolutely. And we do also welcome male allies.
Okay, wonderful. So yes, available for everyone. Thanks again, right. Bobby.
Take care.
Let's have a chat to George. George Ishii, sitting there patiently. Thanks, George. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing. You've got a process that you've developed over the years to help people achieve financial security. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, George?
Thank you very much. And Bobby, that was a great presentation. So that was fascinating to learn all about that. I developed a concept. I'm semi-retired now, and my three children are all doing well. So we raised them well. So I created a new concept where we can help guide people to $1.3 million in change working just part-time, and they can't use their own money. So it's a simple concept. I ask people, have you ever found a penny laying on the ground and picked it up? And everybody says yes. And then I ask them, have they turned it into $1 million? And they say no. And I'm like, oh man, I'm so close. But the idea is, if you just take that penny and double it 28 times, it equals 1.3 million and change. If somebody had done that once and reached that amount, would it be hard or easy to do it a second time? And the answer, of course, is yes, it would be easy because they know what to do. So the only gap between somebody's where they are financially now and financial freedom is the knowledge of what to do. And then they just have to do it, right? So we created a solution that gives them that. So every time that you double, let's say, Julian, you went to yard sale with $5 and found something you know you could sell for $10, and you offered them $5, they sold it to you, and you turned around and sold it for $10, you log into our account and you say, here's how I did it, da-da-da-da, enter. You could do that, right? And if you do that, then my software opens up, and everybody ahead of you, you then get to see what worked for them of how they completed the step you're about to start. So I ask, if I gave you a 28-question quiz, but I gave you the answer to each question before you had an answer, could you pass? Of course. And so we're using that same innovation to help people break through financial freedom so they can – we're targeting initially Gen Z, young folks, but it'll work for any age to try to become financial free before the age of 30. So it's an exciting program, and – we're excited to help people and give back to society with this concept.
So to understand it, essentially, is it like a crowdsourced type of thing where people are sharing things that they've done to level up financially and get from one level to another, and then people that are in the system can see what the people above them have done? Is that how it works?
Yes, exactly. They, the people ahead of them have already doubled at the step they're at. In the example we used you, from $5 to $10. So when you doubled to $5, then you get to my software opens up, and you see all the answers of everybody ahead of you, how they went from $5 to $10. So you see what worked, you see the knowledge, and you just grab one you like and copy it and do it. And then entered in of how you doubled from 5 to 10. And then your answer is helping everybody behind you. And then software then opens up and shows you how everybody went from $10 to 20 and 20 to 40 and all the way up to, $1.3 million.
And what are some of the things that people are doing in the top levels, George?
Well, we broke it into three phases. Phase one is a free 30-day challenge to double a penny 10 times in 30 days to get to $5.12. When you do that, you re-script another belief in your system that will allow you to obtain wealth. It goes deeper into that. But phase two, you turn $5 into $5,200 with 10 more steps to get to step 20. And then phase three, now that you've got the skills and expertise, then you just go get the money and you double $5,200 up to $1,000,003. So it's broken down to three, and you see on my website there, it says free 30-day challenge at the top. And so you go there and you take the challenge, And then from there, we do charge a membership fee, and it's a whopping $35 a month. And the idea is, even if it took you 4 years doing this part-time on Saturdays, then you would spend less than $1,700 to make $1.3 million. Would that be a good ROI?
Yes, it would, George. And after people do the 30-day challenge and they do sign up for the membership, what types of how do you administer the information? Do you have like weekly, monthly webinars? How does it all work? What can people expect?
We have a Facebook group where they can chat. We do bi-weekly meetings where I'll get on and we'll help coach people and give people ideas and encouragement. You know, if they get stuck, we give them ideas. But typically they see what worked for other people, so they get all the information. I mean, they could do it on their own, but having the community and you know, you're giving back to other people, you're helping society. You know, it's really valuable to the Gen Z crowd too, because that's important to them. And, you know, they worry about things. How do I get out of debt? How do I pay for my cars, you know, with the first job they have? And so this is a fun, gamified type approach to make it fun to learn the skill to become financially independent.
Sounds good, George, and pretty low barriers to entry. But the good thing is that you can access a community of people doing it, because the information itself is never enough. You can find out how somebody did something, but you need to have a group of people around you doing it and helping. And that's when you start to get really good results. Are there any results you can talk about, George, that people have had success?
Well, yeah, we've launched it. We haven't made the millionaires yet. I'm personally on step 20 of 28 myself, so I have the credibility to coach people to go where I've been. And so we're building this, and once we get it completely built out, it'll last for generations. Your grandkids could play it. It's something kind of as a give back to society for me. And if somebody couldn't afford the $35, just reach out to us and we'll give it to them free. It's not about the money, it's about helping people. It's helping the community, and everybody helps everybody.
That's awesome, George. That sounds like a really good resource. If you are looking for a way to, earn more money and go into business for yourself, this sounds like a good information resource. So that's Millionaires by George. I've put that up there. Do the 30-day challenge, I guess, to get started and see if it's for you. And then if you want to join, you can do
so. Down in the bottom, if they have any questions, there's a book a call. And they can book a call with me, and I'll answer any of their questions that they need. So it's all about helping people.
Sounds great, George. Thanks very much for that. All the information's in the show notes. And also thanks to Bobby for joining us. I'm going to wrap things up. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.